Welcome back.
Today's show is focused on the 12 things that nobody told me about my job as an administrator or building principal. Thanks for listening. And I hope you're starting to come up with the 12 things that nobody told you about your job.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Did you ever wonder what you got yourself into when you got your first administrative job or became a principal? Well, I can tell you that there's probably a lot of things that you never had a class for, and those events that you're going to have to participate in that no one ever said, you know, when you take that first assistant principal job or when you get your first school as a principal, you're going to have to do blah, blah, blah. Come on. You know what I'm talking about? Aren't there things sometimes you sit back and you go, you know, nobody ever told me about this. Oh, come on. You know, that's one of the things that, it can only help you make fun of or light of, you know, that situation that's taking place that might be really bad. And you go, you know, I don't recall a class on this. Yes, gray matter's starting to work a little bit now. And now you're starting to go, I see what Steve's talking about. Yeah, there are some things that nobody told me. Nobody told me I was going to have to do that. Or nobody told me that. Yeah, this was going to be a big part of my life. Wow. Okay, so if now I've got the clouds are out of the way, the fog has dissipated, what are some of those things that make you go, nobody told me this? Well, I'm going to give you 12 of mine. And so let's start with this one first. I think when you become an administrator, that someone attaches a neon sign to the top of your head that you can't see, only they can. And this neon sign says in big, bold, neon colors, lie to me. Come on, you know what I'm talking about? Do you not? I mean, rational thinking kids will sit there and look you in the face and say to you stuff that you know is not true. And they know that you know it's not true, but they're reading that sign above your head and it says, lie to me. And so they do. And you're like, really? Do I have a neon sign above my head that says lie to me? And they kind of look at you for a second because they want to tell you that it's really there. You know, and they don't know what to say to that. So, you know, they continue to lie. And you go, stop just a second, because please don't make me turn you into a liar. But so think about it. Have you ever had that feeling that you have this neon sign attached to your head that says lie to me? Because you will have kids that will make up the strangest things to try and get out of something, and you know the answer, and you're looking at them going, no, I'm turning out the light on top of my head, okay? There is no sign up there now that says lie to me, so please stop lying. Yeah, that's one of mine. Nobody told me that there would be a sign attached to my head that said lie to me. Well, if that's my number one, my number two thing that nobody told me about was that some parents would get to know me by the sound of my voice. Not only that, they're going to know me by my first name. Now, what am I talking about there? Yeah, as an assistant principal, the parents who get to know you by the sound of your voice, that means their child is a regular customer of your office. Yeah, I'm ringing some bells now, aren't I? Yes, exactly. You know, and so the point is that if they see a phone call coming from you, they actually say, hello, Steve. What's he done now? You know, I don't know if it's a good thing or not. You know, it's when some parents get to know you by the sound of your voice, they recognize a phone number, and the first words out of their mouth are, actually, before the words, they sigh. Okay, what's he done now? And that's the words that come next. Or what's she done now? You know, that's, nobody told me that there would be parents who, yes, would actually get to know me on a first name basis, not because they wanted to, but because they had to, because their child just couldn't go through a day without paying me a visit. So, number three in my list of 12 things that nobody told me about my job as an administrator, I discovered that much of my job had to be completed before or after school. You couldn't do it during the day. You could make all the plans you wanted to, but you just couldn't get most of it done. Why? Because you had things happen during the day. You had all kinds of stuff that you had to be focused on because you never knew what was going to happen that was going to throw a curveball out there. So you had to get as much of your work done as possible before the day started. And when I say before the day, I'm not talking about 15, 10 minutes before the day. I'm talking about you needing to come in about an hour to an hour and a half early sometimes just to get caught up and then stay after. The problem with afterwards is that a lot of times you have supervision, you have games that need to be, you know, if you're in high school, you have all kinds of games, athletic events, and special other events that you have to pay attention to and participate in or watch and make sure that everything that's supposed to happen happens and anything bad doesn't, you know, that type of thing. And so, you know, something that they never told me was that, you know, you're going to be spending a lot of time before and after school to get your work done. It also applies to summertime because anybody who's an administrator or counselor and teacher, you're going to end up doing a lot of your job during, you know, times that are not part of your regular contracted year. Yeah, that's just if you're going to get ahead, if you're going to stay ahead, if you're going to be able to hit the ground running when you start off the new year, yep, you're going to do that. People didn't tell me there was always, you know, that a lot of my job would have to be completed before or after school. The next of my, yeah, nobody told me this. Number four on my list is there is always someone grading your writing, emails, and memos. I kid you not. If you're an administrator and you send out a memo, there is somebody in your building. There is somebody who is going to circle your mistakes. And usually they're going to use a red pen and they're going to post it somewhere on a billboard. Or they're going to make fun of you on Facebook or something like that. But there is somebody grading your emails, memos, and anything written that you send out. I kid you not. I'll never forget the time I found it. I wasn't looking for it, but I walked into a meeting that was going on in a workroom. And as I was walking in, I noticed something on a bulletin board that drew my attention, and it looked vaguely familiar. Could that be the duty roster memo I sent out? Yep. Yes, it was. Wow. I had joined the ranks of all the administrators of throughout history at that school who got their memos posted to the English department board. Yes. So, nobody ever told me that there's always someone grading your writing, emails, and memos. All right, so number one, we got a neon sign that says lie to me. Number two, some parents are going to get to know you by first name. Number three, much of my job had to be completed before or after school. Number four, there is always someone grading your writing. Well, number five, things that nobody told me about my job as an administrator, it is very important to say hi and to smile when you're in the hallways. Walking through the hallways, it is so important that, you know, when you see people, you say hi and make sure you smile, no matter what you're thinking about. I'm someone who gets very focused, and I have to make sure I remind myself that when I'm in the hallways, and I need to be purposeful and say, hey, how you doing? And give a nice, good smile to it, no matter how difficult the situation is that I'm dealing with. Why? Because, you know, people think that you're mad at them otherwise. And that's the big thing that I didn't know. I'm not mad at you. I, you know, it's like, no. I'm not mad at you at all. Why do you think that? Well, you know, the other day when you walked by me in the hallway, you didn't seem to really notice me. And you definitely didn't smile. That's why you think I'm mad at you? Oh, I'm so sorry. And so I've gotten used to that because one of those biggies is that if you're an administrator, you need to make sure you don't just walk on by people. You need to make sure you say hi and you need to make sure you smile at them. And I'm not just talking about students here. I'm talking about the staff and the faculty. That's very important because they might think that you're hiding something. Nobody ever told me that I would need to make sure that I did that when I was walking in the hallway. All right, so that's my number five. My number six things that, you know, my number six thing that nobody ever told me about my job as an administrator. When given a walkie-talkie, keep in mind that others might be able to hear you. Yeah, you can already see where I'm going with this, can't you? because a lot of schools, they're very big. And so you need to have a walkie-talkie, a radio of some sort. You know, and people have tried to use cellular phones. The problem with that is that it's too difficult. It doesn't work the same way, nor as quickly, to try and talk across a campus. Believe me, it does not do the same thing. You may think so, but when you need that emergency button and just push that button and say, hey, I need some help, you don't need it to be going through the motions of dialing somebody. Nope. Doesn't need to be that. You need that walkie-talkie function happening. All right. So with that, though, comes this little treasure. If you don't have the expensive ones, and even when you do have the expensive ones, sometimes they do this too, you might bleed over onto somebody else's radio, or you might bleed over into somebody else's network to the point where they hear everything you're saying. Now, I'm not talking about us talking about anything hypersensitive or something like that, but I am saying that, you know, even just goofing around on the radio, you got to make sure that you're not doing that. Not that I did this or anything. Yeah, I did. But in my first football season in a system, I'm, you know, administrator, and we've got our radios, and we're talking, and it's being a long night. And we were checking in with each other, talking about what's going on that side of the stadium, this was going on over here, that type of thing. And so when it was my turn to say something, I did it like this. Hi-ho there, Kermit the Frog here with Sesame Street News. I'm here to tell you that everything is quiet over on this side of the stadium. And the next thing I know is I hear, this is Unit 2, Unit 2, calling, and I had a number. And what I didn't know was that they were hearing me all over the district. Me and my Kermit the Frog voice. Yeah. So one of those things that nobody told me was that when given a walkie-talkie, keep in mind that others might be able to hear you. Number 7, you need to become thick-skinned because you're going to be called names. And by the way, I'm not talking about the kids calling you names, because you got to be thick-skinned over that too, because some of them just lose their minds and decide that they need to call you names. But I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about the adults who call you names. I'm talking to, you know, the parents or guardians who get mad at you, because believe me, people are going to get upset at you, and you got to do your best to make them remember that you are a real person. But you're going to get called names, and you just got to get a thick skin. It can't bother you, because if it gets under your skin, you're taking it personally, and you can't do that. They're upset. Something's involving their child. Their child is their precious, most precious cargo that they have, and they're upset, and somehow you've got to keep your sanity so that you don't get upset at them. And, you know, if that starts to happen, one of the things that might take control is that your brain loses control and your mouth gains control. And if your mouth wins over your brain, then you never know what your mouth is going to say, because the brain's telling, don't do that, and your mouth says, yes, I will now. Nope. Something else that they never told me about my job is that you would have to become really thick-skinned, because people are going to call you names and challenge you. If that's one, you know, the idea of having thick skin, well, another thing that nobody told me about my job is you need a way to blow off steam. You need a way to blow off steam and to connect with kids who don't get in trouble. Did you ever have a class on that? I don't think so. If you did, man, you had an awesome, awesome person there talking to you, because most of us do not get into the position realizing that you really need a way to blow off steam and to connect with kids who are not troublemakers. Because as an administrator, especially an assistant administrator, you're going to end up seeing lots of the kids who are challenged with getting through the day without doing something that gets them in trouble. And you doubt me? Oh, yeah, there are plenty of you going, yep, know what you're talking about. Well, this is the case, so you've got to find a way of blowing off steam. Well, one of the ways that I would blow off steam is that I started playing in the band. I'd play in the marching band or in concert band. I even played in the orchestra. I play trumpet. And playing in marching band during the marching season is a blast, because you get to be 16, you're standing up in the stands and you're playing, and you start dancing to the music and playing your horn and having a good old time. I'll tell you what, and it also lets you connect with kids who aren't in trouble. So playing the band's one way. Another way I would do this, I'd blow off steam, is I started playing pickup games of soccer. Now, I'm not a great soccer player, but I like to do it, and I like to have fun. And, you know, you have soccer games with kids, and what's really cool is they think it's neat that the adult takes time to actually play with them. You know, it was pretty cool, because sometimes the kids would come up to the front office after school was out, and they'd ask my secretary, is Dr. Mileto going to be able to come out and play today? And the front office thought that was hilarious. So they'd come in and say, is little Stevie going to go out and play today? And I go, tell him, yeah, I'll be out there soon. And that was a blast because then you got to know more kids that didn't get in trouble. And even some of the ones who did get in trouble who were out there, whether in band or in these pickup soccer games, you know, at least they saw you in a different light, man. They didn't just see you as the mean guy, right? You know, and that's pretty cool. And it's a lot of fun because you're out there playing and they really, you know, it really helps you connect with the kids. Now, another way I had of blowing off steam didn't help me connect with everybody, but it did give me a chance to just kind of take a deep breath and get away from everybody for a minute. You know, I don't know about you, but I have somebody who, when I run a high school, I like to make sure that I have somebody who spends time in the parking lots, making sure that we have no alien invaders coming through our parking lot or trying to come to the school that way and hanging around the cars. And so they're out there to make sure that nobody's also skipping as well. And once in a while, thanks to Philip, who was awesome at this, you know, he told me one time, he said, you know, when you're having just one of those really rough days, just give me a call on the radio and I'll drive you around in the golf cart and we'll hang out outside for a little bit. And I said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And so I called this putting myself in timeout. I let people know that if you saw me in the golf cart, not a good time to come talk to me because I've put myself in timeout. Now, I wouldn't stay out there long, but there's nothing better than driving around in a golf cart with the fresh air in your face or or a little dampness, whatever. And it help you get right. So putting yourself into timeout helps too. So what? Do you ever feel like that? You need timeout yourself? You know what I mean? You start snapping at others? Oh, yeah. Not that I've really had that much experience with it. Oh, there's a lot of people going, oh, yeah, he has. Oh, yeah, he has. Well, the next one that nobody told me about nobody told me that nobody wants to see me. Now, this is kind of a funny one because, you know, it's as an administrator, what you learn rather quickly is that unless you do something like scheduling or unless you have the keys to the concession stand or the auditorium or whatever's going on, most parents really don't want to see you because they're afraid that if they see you, you're suddenly going to remember something about their kid that they didn't know about. And they'd prefer to not know about it. I actually had a parent at an open house one night. I was an assistant principal, and the principal had done a good job of saying, now, all of you guys, you got to mingle. You got to be out there. Introduce yourself. Tell them who you are and walk around them and walk amongst them. Excuse me, not around them. And what's funny is this one night, this parent comes up to me and says, hey, I'm so-and-so. And I said, hey, I'm Steve Mileto. And he said, what do you do here? And I said, I'm an assistant principal for discipline. And he went, oh, I think I hear my mommy calling me. And he said, I don't know if I want to know if you know my child's name or not, because I don't think it's a good idea that you can tell me her name. And I said, well, take a shot at it. And I didn't know his child's name because she was not one who was a regular customer nor a customer ever of mine. And, you know, doing discipline, you know, it was interesting because he said just talking with me briefly, he felt like I was like he was in trouble, like he had reverted back to his high school days. And that's what I mean. When somebody nobody ever told me about the job is that a lot of people will leave you alone if you let them because they feel like, you know, it's kind of like when you're driving and the police car pulls up behind you and they have no clue about you, but suddenly you're paranoid about how fast you were going. Did I pay my tag? Do I have my sticker on my tag? You know, do I have a brake light out? Oh, no, everything's gone. You know, and that's kind of how adults feel when they get a chance to talk to the assistant principal for discipline. They're worried that you might know something about their past and that they suddenly are going to be called to the office. No. So nobody wants to see you. Some of these things are going to give you a really need to have an appointment with a therapist, you know it? My 10th thing that nobody told me about my job, when you become an administrator in the same building where you taught, there will come a day where no one will talk to you at lunchtime. And I'm talking about the teacher table or if you have a workroom or something like this, you walk into it and they'll all go, they'll all get real quiet very fast. You know, that's a lot of fun. And in my case, I'll never forget that day. It happened. You know, people told me, some of my colleagues said, just wait, you became an assistant principal in the same building where you're a teacher, and there will come a day when none of your colleagues and peers will talk to you at lunch one day, and that's when you know you've done something that's made them go, he's one of them now. Nobody told me that about my job. Oh my gosh, never forget that day, because it happens. So my 11th thing that nobody told me about my job, I would be responsible for making prom and homecoming a great event. Now, as an assistant principal, you may be assigned to help with it, but as a principal, this became one of those biggies that I never realized that this would be something that I would be put in charge of. Oh my goodness. And I got to tell you, as a high school kid, I didn't go to my prom. I was a cheapskate. I thought it was too expensive. I went to an anti-prom party. Yes, I went to an anti-prom party with my friends, and we had lots of food, and we had music and all kinds of stuff, but we didn't do prom. That was dumb. But it's just funny that I think there's some sort of strange, I don't know, some sort of cycle in the world that made sure that I was punished for not going to my prom. And why? And how is it going to punish me? Not why. How was I punished? I was punished by making sure that for many years, I had to ensure that the prom was done well and was the best one yet. Now, how's that for revenge on the anti-prom person? Funny, huh? Well, you know, I learned my lesson over that. Proms are fun. Homecomings are fun. But, you know, it's just ironic that, you know, nobody told me that, you know, one day as principal, guess what one of your very important tasks is going to be? To make sure that prom and homecoming happen and that you don't screw them up. Well, my last of my list of, and by the way, there are so many more. I just reduced it down to these 12, but there are many, many, many more things that nobody ever told me about my job. Well, my 12th on my list of 12 items that nobody told me about my job as an administrator, a good portion of my day would be spent supervising bathrooms and watching kids eat. Think about it. They have to eat lunch, and you got to have people watching the cafeteria to make sure that nothing goes wrong. And the bigger the school, that means the more people you have to have on duty. And that means you're going to have to be in different places all over the school. And typically, you need most of that attention in the cafeteria, but you got to have places outside as well. And part of that duty, what comes with it, is bathroom breaks. Because if you don't, some kids decide that bathrooms are for things like smoking and fighting. You know, go figure. Really? You want to hang out in the bathroom? But that's what some of them do, so you have to hang out there. I'll never forget a kid one day. I was hanging out. You know, I was an assistant principal, and I'm in this large school. We had like 600 kids. We had like 2,400 kids in the school, and so each lunch had about 600 kids at it. And so I'm hanging out at the bathroom so I can, you know, if any sort of different smells coming out of there, I could tell, or any sounds that shouldn't be happening in there are happening. And a kid comes up next to me, and he looks at me and he says, "How many years you go to school?" And I told him. And he said, "You paid for that, right?" And I said, "For the most part, yes." And he said, "So you went to school for a long time. You paid for that." And I looked at him. I said, "Where are you going with this?" And he said, "Hang on just a second." I said, "So you paid to watch me eat?" I said, "Get away from me. You bother me." Nice. You know what? So that's one of those things that nobody told me about my job. So what about you? Do you have those things that nobody told you about your job? Whether you're a classroom teacher, whether you're a building administrator, whether you're a principal, whether you're a superintendent, district level, director, whatever. Do you have a list? Could you sit down and make your list of 12 things that nobody told you about your job? I'll bet you could. Hey, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. And don't forget, make your list. What are those things that nobody told you about your job? Take care.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.